now, isn't it? Man, it's nearly autumn.
It's getting cold out there.
Steve, I guess as a team today, you've done everything you could do, really, haven't you?
Yeah, I guess so. Obviously, we all know the situation of the league positions and points, kind of targets, etc. But we came into it knowing that we could only do the best we could. Everything else is out of our hands. And I thought we did well. We battled hard to get to nearly 220. And then, obviously, to bowl them out for a decent lead was quite pleasing, yeah.
I guess as a seam bowler, you'd like to take these sort of conditions down with you all the time, would you?
Yeah, it helps. We're playing enough flat pitches during the summer, i.e. Scarborough, a couple of weeks ago. So when pitches like this come along, obviously you jump at the chance to have a ball, and it was nice that we kind of shared it out and we all got a few wickets today.
And you and Ryan Sidebottom seem to be having almost like a competition who's going to finish top wicket taker. Every time you sort of draw a level, he pulls away. Is there a sort of friendly rivalry between you?
Not really, no. Look, I obviously try and get as many as I can for the team. Ryan is an exceptional bowler, and if he's bowling to his kind of ability, then you can't stop him getting wickets, you know what I mean? And it's shown this last 4 or 5 weeks, he's just getting more and more, and he's fantastic. So if he finishes ahead of me, I've got absolutely no issue with that. I'd like to get as many as I can for the team and contribute to a couple more wins this season and then see where we are.
And I suppose the big thing about today was that as a team, you could have let your heads drop after what's happened at Durham, but you've shown there's still a lot of fight there, isn't there?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Look, even if Durham win in the morning and kind of seal the championship, there's still second place to play for. We have to make sure we get a decent result out of this, and I think we'll guarantee it. So if we don't get first, we want second, and we want to finish as high as we can. So we'll go out there tomorrow and we'll do what we can and we'll try and win this game.
There's not a lot much more you could have done, is there? I mean, it's not as if you suddenly started playing badly. I mean,
no, not really. I think the Durham game at Scarborough was quite a sickener, really. We knew a draw or a victory there puts us in a really strong position going into the last three games, but unfortunately the result didn't go the way we wanted. And to be fair to Durham, I think if they win this game tomorrow, they've won 5 in a row, and that'll take them to 10 wins for the season. If somebody wins that, then you hold your hands up and say well played, because it's some effort to do that.
Great.